From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July 15, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton is in the process of establishing a police advisory board in the city. The group would serve as a liaison between the community and the city police and act as a sounding board for complaints. The board, as proposed by Hamilton, would have no decision-making power, but would review police department reports, review monthly statistics, and provide a forum for civilian grievances. A civilian review board with decision-making power would have to be created by the Common Council and then approved by the police union. Hudson Police Commissioner Gary Craziano said he is in favor of the board, but prefers it to be called a, and I quote, a community liaison board, end quote. Graziano said, and I quote, "I welcome the interaction. The police department, as I've said before, has nothing to hide, and I'd be happy to sit in a forum and answer questions about what we do at the department," end quote. Alderman Henry Haddad, chairman of the Common Council's Police Committee, said the proposed board should be a mix of civilians and officials, but added that the police department was already good at dealing with complaints. According to Police Chief Edward Moore, the department receives a complaint about every other month. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Pat Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman. A committee of the Ulster County Legislature will take up legislation on Monday, July the 18th, that would make it illegal for a business to refuse to provide services to transgender individuals simply on the basis of their gender identity. If enacted, the measure could be the first human rights law on the books in Ulster County. The proposal was introduced by legislator Jennifer Swartz-Burkey in June. In its current form, the resolution calls for the county's Human Rights Commission to enforce the law and for violators to be assessed a $250 fine. If the measure makes it through the Laws and Rules Governmental Services Committee on Monday, the full legislature will vote Tuesday to schedule a public hearing on the matter. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Collin is reporting at Capital Confidential that New York residents pay the second highest health insurance rates in the nation. The Empire Center's New York Torch blog is reporting that New Yorkers covered by employer-sponsored health plans paid rates second only to the state of Alaska. Those costs have risen at three times the national average. The average family premium in New York in 2015 was more than $19,000 per year, compared to $17,300 nationally. According to Torch writer Bill Hammond, this has occurred despite aggressive regulation on the part of the State Department of Financial Services, which must give approval to certain types of policy increases. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. John Mason and Roger Hannigan Gilson report in the Register Star that Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore hosted a two-hour community discussion July the 13th in the Senior Center of the Armory Building. After several national shootings involving police officers and a July 12th vigil at the Columbia County Courthouse, restorative justice, community review boards, and community policing came up during the forum, but the public asked again and again about drug addicts and drug dealers. New York State Police Troop K Captain Mike Jackaway, Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton, and Hudson Common Council Police Committee Chairman Henry Haddad, Democrat of the 3rd Ward, were also on the panel. Moore said when he gets a complaint about an officer, the officer's direct supervisor is first notified, then the chief, who dispenses any punishment. He said, and I quote, "I have no problem to have the mayor or her designee review my actions," end quote. Hamilton said she was working on that. She said, and I quote, "The board I can create doesn't have decision-making power. It would be a liaison to the community, providing greater visibility," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times Union that the State Board of Regents on July the 11th allowed school districts to employ a substitute without a teaching certificate for up to 90 days. The current limit is 40 days, but administrators have a teacher shortage. But not all regents favored the change. Regent Judith Johnson said, and I quote, "The places and the school districts that have the most difficulty finding teachers are the districts that have large numbers of high poverty students, the very population that we want to improve in terms of academic performance, and we want to put into their classrooms teachers who are not qualified and not certified to teach kids who desperately need rigorous opportunities to learn. This is unconscionable, end quote. The story says that most board members who supported the change, and I quote, said they did so not because it was an ideal fix, but because if they didn't do anything, districts would be forced to yank acceptable substitutes from classrooms after the current 40-day limit without having anyone lined up to replace them, end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Mike Waters at Syracuse.com reports that the University of Albany will not travel to North Carolina to play Duke in basketball in November, and it is because New York Governor Andrew Cuomo won't let them. Cuomo recently instituted a boycott against North Carolina because of its House Bill 2 law that does not let transgender citizens choose their bathrooms and also does not let employees sue employers for discrimination or wrongful termination. So Duke's previously scheduled home game against Albany, November the 12th, is now removed from the Blue Devils' schedule. The boycotting Cuomo is no fan of boycotters. As he recently said, New York would create a list of those boycotting Israel, and New York would boycott companies and individuals on that list. You can read that full story at Syracuse.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany says isolated to widely scattered non-severe thunderstorms are expected from this afternoon to this evening. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 89 degrees. For Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m., it will be partly cloudy with a low around 63. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, isolated showers between 10 a.m. and noon, then isolated showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. On Saturday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. Sunrise today was at 5:33 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:29 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 15th day of July, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.